Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church. Pastor John McIntosh and I thank you for joining us today and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing until we find a permanent church sanctuary. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 997-020#. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. One more important announcement. Spiritual warfare is real and constant. If you want clear, godly instructions on how to be victorious, spirit, soul, and body, you need to buy my book titled Prayers That Reach the Throne of God. You may purchase my book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or visit our website at kccfc.net. This God-inspired teaching on prayer will give you the understanding on how to pray effectively against Satan and his demonic assignments. Now, the next voice you hear will be that of Pastor John McIntosh.
Good morning. This is Pastor John McIntosh from Kansas City Christian Faith Center, where we love people, live victoriously, spirit, soul, and body. And let me welcome you to our radio broadcast. And please remember these words from the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Well, praise God for another privilege and the opportunity to share with you the living word of God. Amen. Family, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege and the honor to gather around your word. It is our sincere desire to know you more personally so we may serve you more faithfully. We invite the Holy Spirit in to think through my mind and speak through my lips the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding, and the truth of the only true and living God. I pray for everyone within the sound of my voice that their ears are open to hear and their hearts to receive the uncompromising word of God. Satan, we rebuke you and render all your powers null and void, and you cannot stop anyone from receiving what they came for today. This we ask and we covenant with you in the name of Jesus the Christ, the anointing one, we pray. Shalom. Amen. Well, if you have your Bibles, please open them to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11. And we're going to continue our teaching on, we must know and understand the reality of God's word, the six principles to obtaining strong faith. Again, we must know and understand the reality of God's word, the six principles to obtaining strong faith. So if you found chapter 11 in Hebrews, please go to verse 6. And it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Amen. Now, I found two things in this verse to kind of stand out to me. Number one was, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. So it tells us without faith, it is impossible to please him. Now, what does that mean? Well, to me, that tells me that faith must be important to him. Because if we don't have it, we certainly cannot please him. Amen. And then secondly, it says, He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So God rewards those who are obedient to his word. Amen. Who are a student of his word. Amen. Now, as New Testament believers, it is faith that moves the hand of the Almighty and pleases him. Let me repeat that. As New Testament believers, it is faith that moves the hand of the Almighty and pleases him. As we continue with our study of how to obtain strong faith, the six principles we are already to discuss, principle number five. And principle number five is, we must know and understand the reality of the indwelling spirit. Once again, principle number five is, we must know and understand the reality of the indwelling spirit. But before we move on to this important principle, let's take a look or a quick review at the first four principles that we have been studying. Amen. Let's look at those right quick. Principle number one was, we must know and understand the reality of God's word. Let me repeat. You must know and understand the reality of God's word, period. God's word is spirit and is life. You must get into the word, continue in the word, digest it, and get it down into your spirit. Go to John chapter 6 right quick. John chapter 6. And we're going to read verse number 63. And it says, it is the spirit who? It is the spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life. So God's word is spirit and it is life. Now, I said you must get into the word, continue the word, digest it, and get it down into your spirit. So let's go over to Joshua chapter 1 right quick. Joshua chapter 1. And let's look at verse number 8. And it says something very, very outstanding. It says, this book of the law, or the Bible, this book of the law, the Bible, shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night. Meditate when? Day and night. So there should be a continued study or a diligency in reading and studying the word of God. It says, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do accordingly to all that is written in it. And then it says, for then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Amen. So, again, principle number one, you must get into the word, continue in the word, digest it, don't let it depart from your mouth, continue to do all that is written into it, and for then you will make your way prosperous and you will have good success. Amen. Principle number two, you must know and understand the reality of your redemption in Christ. You have been redeemed. You have been redeemed from the powers of darkness and from demonic authority. Hallelujah. Principle number three, you must know and understand the reality of the new creation. Again, you must know and understand the reality of the new creation. As a Christian being born by the Spirit of God, you are a new creation in Christ Jesus. That's right. You are a new creation in Christ Jesus. Jesus views you as a brand new individual. Amen. Someone that has never been in existence before. Brand new. Principle number four. You must know and understand the reality of your righteousness in Christ. Again, you must know and understand the reality of your righteousness in Christ. You must know and understand that you are righteous in Christ, which simply means you are in right standing with Christ. You must know that and understand why you are righteous in Christ. You don't have to do anything to get righteousness. You can't work, go punch in a clock, do your 8 hours, and then come home, and then go back and think you're going to add on to your righteousness. No. You are righteous once you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and Lord. You are righteous. Amen. You are righteous in Christ. Righteousness is a gift that is given to you when you receive Christ as your personal Savior. You get righteousness then. By knowing this, you should start living righteously, and then you will start what? Feeling righteous. Amen. Now that brings us to principle number 5. And this is, you must know and understand the reality of the indwelling spirit. Again, you must know and understand the reality of the indwelling spirit. Amen. Understand this. When we talk about this particular principle, we are talking about those who have been filled with the Spirit. Repeat that again. When we talk about this principle, we must know and understand the reality of the indwelling Spirit. We are talking about those who have been filled with the Spirit. Amen. Every Christian is born of the Spirit. Now, I want everybody to listen to this. I do not want it to get past you. Every Christian is born of the Spirit, but not every Christian is filled with the Spirit. Did you get that? Let me repeat that. Every Christian is born of the Spirit, but every Christian is not filled with the Spirit. To be filled with the Holy Spirit doesn't save you. Let's don't get it confused. Being filled with the Holy Spirit doesn't save you. You do have to be saved to be filled with the Holy Spirit. But you can be saved, born again, and not filled with the Holy Spirit. Repeat that, because this is very important. You do have to be saved to be filled with the Holy Spirit. But you can be saved, born again, and not filled with the Holy Spirit. To be filled with the Holy Spirit is to give you supernatural power in your life. Amen. Please turn to the book of Acts, chapter 1. Again, that's Acts chapter 1. We're going to read verse number 8. And this is Jesus speaking just before his ascension back into glory. It says, but you shall receive power when? When what? The Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. Amen. So Jesus was going to leave us with power, amen, to go out and do the work of the ministry. All Christians are not filled with the Spirit. You don't have to be filled with the Holy Spirit and speak with other tongues in order to be saved. But if you are saved, you can be filled with the Holy Spirit and speak with other tongues. Amen. How many of you want all the promises that God has established for us working in our lives? How many want that? Well, we all want that. We want all the promises that God has promised to us. Amen. Well, if you are a Christian, you should want that because God has made it available to us. Amen. If he made it available for us, he must want you and I to have it. Otherwise, he would never have made it for us. If you are not filled with the Holy Spirit, apparently you are not complete. And what I mean by complete, you're not mature. If you were complete, you wouldn't need it. Amen. That's right. If you were complete, you wouldn't need the Holy Spirit. When I say you must know and understand the reality of the indwelling Spirit, I am talking to those who have been filled with the Spirit. Amen. Not born of the Spirit. There are many people who have had the experience of receiving the gift of the Holy Spirit, but they doubted within themselves. They actually doubted. They're not sure if they have been filled with the Spirit. They are not walking in the fullness of that power. They are not walking in the glory and in the supernaturalness of what God has done for them. See, we want to walk in God's supernaturalness. Amen. We want to walk in that realm of the Spirit where we're dealing with supernatural things all the time. Amen. Now, don't get hung up on what I'm about to say. You know, because a lot of people will do that. They get their little feelings hurt and, you know, they don't come back into the church. And, you know, they be mad at me because I say some things. I'm telling you right now in advance, don't get upset because I'm not personally aiming this at your denomination or any other religious organization. As long as for Calvary they stand, we are together. But don't get hung up on your denomination's doctrines or teachings. You should be broad enough to encompass God's word. The word of God is bigger than any denomination. It's bigger than Kansas City Christian Center, bigger than Pastor John McIntosh. The word of God is bigger than anything man has ever devised or can think. You cannot circumvent the word of God. You are still trying to find something out there in the world to give you power and to make your life more beneficial and more victorious. But what you don't understand is this, is that the Holy Spirit is inside you, not outside in space somewhere, but in you. Amen. Until you know and understand that as a living reality, then you will never be able to exercise strong faith. Let me repeat that. Until you know and understand that as a living reality, that the Holy Spirit indwells inside you, then you will never be able to exercise strong faith. Remember, we read in 1 John chapter 4. Go there, please. 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4. And let's go to verse number 4. And it says, "You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he that is in the world." Amen. The one that is in you or can be in you is the Holy Spirit. The one that is in the world is, yeah, you guessed it, Satan himself. The Holy Spirit is in you is more powerful and stronger than the Satan who is in the world. Let me repeat that. The Holy Spirit in you is more powerful and stronger than Satan who is in the world. Understand now that these letters that we've been reading were written to Spirit-filled believers. They are not written to just the normal Christian. They were written to Spirit-filled believers. They are not written to those who have not yet received the gift of the Holy Spirit. They are written to those who have received the gift of the Holy Spirit, and the Spirit of God is reminding them of what they have as Spirit-filled Christians. We have some benefits that have been provided through Jesus Christ. Amen. And so we have to know that. We have to understand that. Amen. Notice that the word says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Now, that's the reason that Dr. Michelle and I cannot be defeated. We cannot be defeated. Amen. That's the reason that we will not accept defeat. We will just keep playing the game until we win. Amen. We just going to continue to play, and then I'm going to win. Then the devil's going to be so tired, his tongue going to be hanging out, and he's going to get to stepping on out of here. We cannot be defeated. That's the reason. We will always walk on the top of the mountain and not under the mountain, but on top. The Bible has told us that for greater is he that is in you, me, usin, than who he that is in the world. We believe it, we act like it, and that settles it. Amen, period. There's no more discussion on that. If you have ever been filled with the Spirit, or have received the gift of the Holy Spirit, or baptism with the Holy Spirit, or whatever term you want to use, when you have power in you right now. If, let me repeat that, if you have been filled with the Spirit, or have received the gift of the Holy Spirit, or baptism with the Holy Spirit, whatever term you want to use, then you have power in you right now. Because of past teachings in the church, and particularly in the black church, in my observation, many people are waiting to feel something. Well, sorry, it has nothing to do with how you feel. Your faith should be based on the word of God only, not on how you feel about it. God's word is so, whether you feel like it or believe it or not. The fact God said it makes it so, because God cannot lie. Amen. He cannot lie. God dwells in man by his Spirit. Now, please go with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Again, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16. And it says, do you not know that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells where? In you. The Holy Spirit dwells in man to give him, man, the supernatural power so that man can be an all day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year overcomer. Amen. You want to be an overcomer every hour, every minute, every second, every day of the year. Amen. You want to be an overcomer. And you can be an overcomer. Amen. We want to know and understand only what the Bible says about it. That's all. I'm not concerned about, you know, what you think or what your church teaches, but only concerned about what God says. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Verse number 16. It says, and what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. The what God? The living God. See, we serve the only true and living God. All the rest of these other gods, people, they're dead. Or they never existed. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk among them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Your body, amen, is the temple in which God lives. God does not live in the church building. He does not live in the Vatican, in Rome. God lives in human bodies. Amen. Go to John chapter 4. John chapter 4 and verse number 24. It says something very interesting. It says God is a spirit. Now, that's interesting. It says God is a spirit, because we go back to Genesis. Remember Genesis 1:26, God said, and let us make man in our image, let him in our image after our likeness. So if God's a spirit, guess what? We are spirits. But 4:24 says God is a spirit, but God lives and manifests himself in and through human bodies. Amen. Now let's look at this verse again in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16. It says, and what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk among them. Amen. So God is dwelling in us and he walks among us. Amen. Now turn your Bibles to Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1, verse 27. And we're going to read 1:27c, just one portion. And it says, the Bible says, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Amen. So God is in you, but the only way he is in you is by his spirit, not by emotions or not by feeling, but by his Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, we're just about out of time, but please join us next week when we will continue our teaching on you must know and understand the reality of God's word. But until then, please remember these words from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. For we walk by faith, not by sight.
Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.